Feeling the summer heat, airlines prepare to get travelers in the sky again. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. With more countries relaxing stay-at-home orders, companies are itching to get the leisure and hospitality sector revved up in time for vacation season. But the question remains, can it be done safely? Today, London's EasyJet has become the latest air carrier to say with the right protective equipment, travelers can return to the sky in June. The BBC's Stephen Ryan has that story.
From mid-June, EasyJet passengers can take off on some domestic flights within the UK and within France. Passengers will also be able to fly internationally to the French resort of Nice. Some services will resume between Portugal, Switzerland and Spain. The airline says new guidelines from health regulators in Europe and the United States helped inform their policies, which will require passengers and crew to wear face coverings on board. As Emirates Airways resumes its international flights from Dubai to 8 countries, including the UK, Germany and Australia, the company was tight-lipped on rumours that it was cancelling an order for 5 A380 planes. The airline would only say it remains in regular dialogue with Airbus about its fleet requirements. Revenue generation has played a big role in the conversation about the future viability of air travel. Today, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected to announce details of an agreement with the country's Lufthansa on government financing. If approved, it would see the state pay $10 billion for around a 25% stake in the business. In London, I'm the BBC's Stephen Ryan for Marketplace.
Well, it's not just players in the airline industry looking for government assistance, but companies and organizations across a range of industries. Even Shakespeare's Globe Theatre this week warned it risks permanent closure if it can't get emergency government funding to make up for the loss of revenue during London's coronavirus lockdown. Lord Paul Miners, who played a key role in the UK government's response to the 2008 financial crisis, predicts during this crisis, governments will have bigger roles to play in saving companies from collapse.
And the prospect for airlines and hospitality industry is 3 winters in a row. Last winter, this summer is being another winter because they've got no business, no money coming in, and they've got to prepare for the next winter. So they have no alternative. The banks will only support them up to a point, so they have to turn to government. So government is the lender of last resort, the insurer of last resort, and probably the owner of last resort.
And the government does have experience with this, as it did in the last financial crisis with some of the banks like RBS.
Yeah, I think that was rather different. These were huge companies. They were simple business models. What we're talking about now is government having its ownership fingers on probably all types of business imaginable. So government's going to have to work out how it's going to look after those companies. And the obvious answer to me is they create a number of funds, they put these investments into funds, and then they bring in industrialist commercial companies, private equity, to manage each of these funds in a competitive way, but with the government setting down the guidelines.
During the last financial crisis, there was a sort of ethical question about the merits of the too-big-to-fail banks and the decisions to bail those companies out. How does the government, in this case, how would it decide who to save and who not to save?
That's a very important question. The government's going to have to work with those companies and decide which ones are strong enough to survive, which ones can never survive, and which really have a bright future. And so we've got to keep questioning about the functions of certain businesses, the progressive decline in bricks and mortar retail to be replaced by online will be accelerated by this. So government needs to think about, you know, are we propping up viable businesses or are we just deferring the inevitable death of other businesses?
Be very interesting to see how this plays out then. Lord Paul Miners, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, let's check financial markets. Global shares are lower, with stocks in Frankfurt and Paris down 0.8% and 1% respectively. That's after surveys in Germany and France showed business activity restarted last month, but was still firmly in contraction territory. No doubt, social media has been key for helping families and friends stay in touch during the coronavirus crisis. But Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg told the BBC his platform has taken down hundreds of thousands of posts that make false claims about COVID-19. The BBC's Simon Jack reports.
In his first UK broadcast interview in 5 years, Mark Zuckerberg said that while Facebook had and would remove any content that would likely result in immediate harm to users, such as false claims for virus cures, it would not stop groups alleging that the infection was state-sponsored or connected to the launch of the new digital 5G network.
We work with independent fact checkers. Since the COVID outbreak, they've issued about 7,500 kind of articles, which has led to us showing about 50 million warning labels on different posts across our services. 95% of the time when someone sees a post that has a warning label on, they don't click through to see it. I think unless something is very clear that is going to cause like real damage to someone in the near term, I think you want to generally allow as wide of an aperture of expression as possible across the internet.
Mark Zuckerberg admitted Facebook had been unprepared for the level of state-sponsored interference in the last US election. However, he said the social media giant, which also owns WhatsApp and Instagram, was better prepared than other companies and even other governments to prevent future attempts to influence political outcomes.
The BBC's Simon Jack reporting there. Finally, drive-in theaters are seeing a revival as people look for ways to keep safe distances from each other outside the house. But the fun isn't limited to just films. A live concert in Australia played to an audience in their cars. The Sydney event is expected to be the first in a series of shows in various cities. Performers say allowing fans to watch from the parking lot could help keep the creative industries alive after the crisis. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.